Just a ha'ara from last time someone asked afterwards, we'll get back to it, but somebody pointed out, we discussed the Isser of Tocho, and assuming you follow the Machmirim, that we wouldn't allow for Tocho into an oven, which presumably one should do, so what would be by a crock pot? Could you ever do Achzar by a crock pot? The Pashtus is that too should be Aser, because it's Tocho. But we'll discuss this. Well, the whole shiur on the various issues of crockpots. That's Rabbi Willick's position. Rabbi Willick thinks you can't do achzar in a crockpot.
No, meaning, well, let's see if one of Rabbi Willick's crockpots.
No, no, that's not a crockpot. That's al gabbah. I'm talking about a crockpot that goes in. There's two types of crockpots. You could call it a crockpot versus a slow cooker. But if you have the crockpots where it's tocho, it's not al gabbah. So then presumably achzar would be aser. Again, there are mekilim, and we'll address crockpots as a sig in its own right. But I just wanted to clarify that point because someone asked afterwards. Okay. Let's talk about a very common question, which is, does garfakatum work pachos mimachal ben drusai? Right? I want to go ahead. I want to put up my challenge. I'm running late. It's Friday afternoon. It's at 2 o'clock. And Shabbos starts at 4:15. I don't know whether my challenge will reach machal ben drusai by beginning of Shabbos. I also don't want to risk keder chaisa. We'll talk a little bit about that a little later. So am I stuck? So maybe we'll say, look, just do garfakatam and that'll work. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So this, of course, is also probably the impression you get from the sugya and daf lamed vav beis. The beginning of our parak, the Gemara talks about garfakatam working to allow for shia. And there's no indication in Parak Kira that there are any exceptions to that. In other words, it doesn't say anywhere that garfakatam wouldn't work pachos mimachal ben drusai. You don't need garfakatam more than machal ben drusai according to Hanani, according to the Rabbanan, you do. But there's no reason really to be suspicious of anything else. And, you know, misfar, that also makes sense, because the reason we said why she is also is gzeira shamichata, and it would seem that garfakatam addresses the problem of gzeira shamichata. So you learn Parak Kira, and you would really think that there should be no problem. Go ahead, put up your crock pot an hour or two before Shabbos. Just make sure it's garfakatam, and you're all set. However, there's another gemara that indicates otherwise. It's a gemara in Daf Yud Chesma Beis. And the gemara over there says that there's a chshash shema yagis. Yagis means to stir the pot. Hagas is a part of bishul. If you do hagasa, you're in violation of bishul. Certainly if it's not cooked yet. According to some rishonim, even if it is cooked, we'll talk about why that might be. Certainly in this case, the Gemara sounds like even less than Machal ben Drusai, we're concerned about Hagasa. And of course, we could also understand why Hagasa, Kseir Shemichata, wouldn't work for Hagasa, right? Because Grifuktima won't work for Hagasa. Because, okay, I'm not going to stoke the coals because it's Garfakatam, but as we all know, when you're cooking, you're always stirring, right? And especially, you know, that's part of the cooking process. That's why Hagas is Chayim Misham Bishol. And therefore, for that, garfakatam won't help. So the question is, how do we relate these two sugyos? In other words, what's the connection between the sugya on Parak Kira and the sugya on Daf Yud Ches? So Tosfos over there on Daf Yud Ches, Dimas Chil Dilma, they weren't actually answering this question, but they did note that the sugya on Daf Yud Ches is talking about Soveya, in which case one might say that the concern of Shema Yagis is specifically with respect to Tzoveya. Apparently, with respect to Tzoveya, you would have to stir all the time, and therefore there's a concern of Shema Yagis by Tzoveya. But when it comes to cooking food, there is no such concern. Tosus doesn't say that explicitly, but the Ran does. The Ran, on the third parak of Shabbos, says that a Gruf of a Ketuma works even Pachos Miachal Ben Drusai, his Lashon is Hilkach, Kol Hecha, Delech, Lamecha, Shem, Yichat, Begachalim, Bekira, Guf, Oktuma, Afilu, Lo Yigil, Miachal Ben Drusai, it's Shari. All that's great until you get to Reb Kiva Eger, or if you see the Rishonim. But Reb Kiva Eger, on Sif Aleph, over here in Simon Reishon and Gimel, it's also quoted by the Bir Halacha, Dibur Amaschil, Ella, notes, at least his Havana of the Ramban and the Rashba is that they would be Machmir. They hold that if it is lo gila machal ben drusai, then garfakatam does not work. Now again, l'chora, it's not because of Shema Yichata, but a different concern, because of Shema Yagis. It's also the view of the Shita Laran on Daf Lamed Chesem Adalef Dimaschili Bayi. Then Rabbi Kiveger notes that there might be other machmirim. Rabbi Kiveger quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, which is quoted by the Rush. The Rush, or Rabbeinu Yonah, is trying to be miyashev, a stira in the Rif. On the one hand, we know the Rif thinks we don't pass him like Hanani, we pass him like the Rabbanan. At the same time, he cites the Mishnah we've mentioned earlier that says you could be tzoles habasar kshigil machal ben drusai. This, in fact, the Gemara and Parakira says is a right to Hanania. So the Rif really shouldn't paskin that way, but he does paskin that way. So why? Shouldn't he require garfakatam? So Rabbeinu Yonah answers that the hatter of the Rif to be tzola basar when it's machal ben drusai is when it's talking about garfakatam. So he makes a nukimta. Yeah, the Mishnah is obviously, the Rif would say it's machal samurayim, whether that Mishnah is talking about garfakatam or not. One Amora said the Mishnah is not talking about Garf Katam and therefore brought a Rai from the Mishnah that we pass on like Hananiah. But we don't accept that opinion. We accept the other opinion. So what's the pshat in the Machmirim, those who follow Paskin like the Rabbanan? Is the pshat that they just go against the Stam Mishnah? No, they'll say that the Mishnah is talking about Garf Katam. Good. Now, if that is the correct interpretation, then the Rif is Paskining like the Rashba, namely saying that less than Garf Katam is Aser.
Less
than Machal Ben Drusai is Aser, even if Garuf Vekatam. It's only Mutter to do Tzlia of Basar once it reaches Machal Ben Drusai. Right? Now, L'chor, that's not because of a concern of Hagasa, I would imagine, because you don't do Hagasa on roasted meat.
Unless you can. Is turning it like a.
Nah, maybe. Okay. Could be. I don't think that's Hagasa. It might be, actually, because of Chashash Chitoy. I said, what do you mean, Chashash Chitoy, but it's Garf Katam. So we know from perhaps the Sukkiv Tana and elsewhere that the fact that Garf Katam is not 100% solution to Shema Yichata, and maybe it works, it resolves the concern of Shema Yichata more than Machal Ben Drusai, according to Rabbanan, but not less. Not less. Anyhow, one way or the other, at least...
Why would that be a... meaning? At least in terms of, I don't know, in terms of what the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rambam, I can see flexibility in, or I can see the limitations of how...
By Tanur, but not by here, yeah.
The meaning in the strength of the fire, not in the type of...
Right, so that's why I said maybe Tanur.
Right. Okay.
But maybe the pshat is that if it's Garf Katam, if you work really hard, you could do Chitoy, and if you feel, if it's less than Machal Ben Drusai, you'll feel desperate, and you're going to work really hard. So it's not identical necessarily to Tanur, but you see from Tanur perhaps that possibility exists. In other words, Garf HaKatan doesn't absolutely remove the possibility of Chitoy, and maybe that concern exists less than Machal Ben Drusai. Now, the truth is that this pshat in the Rif is not pashut at all to say in the Rif. But if you look at the Rif on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, he writes, V'kira shigrufa k'tuma mashin aleha kol mili bein bishol kol tzarko bein lo. Sounds like it's always mutter. Again, you could say bein lo bishol kol tzarko, but it is machal ben drusai. But why is he calling that kol mili? Right? Kol mili really sounds like the Rif doesn't hold like this Rashba, and he's matir everything. Now, another interesting point is, again, we said the Rashba's concern, Rabbeinu Yonah's concern, because if it's less machal ben drusai, you might do chitoy, right? So that's a little strange because we know k'der chaisa, which is even less than this, there's no concern for chitoy, right? What did I say? You're going to get really desperate. So, and you're not, the way I think Rabbeinu Yonah puts it, is you're not mesiach daito mimenu. So if you're going to get desperate by less than Machal Ben Drusai, then surely you'll get desperate by K'der Chaisa. Yeah, K'der Chaisa, there is no concern. So that's not a kasha, because the answer is K'der Chaisa, and we'll talk about this more in a couple minutes, but K'der Chaisa is for tomorrow. For tomorrow, you're not worried. But here, you're still hoping it's going to be ready for tonight. So you're not Mesiach Das, and therefore there's a concern you might be Mechata. How do we... Among other Rishonim, it's not so clear. There's a stira, I think, in the Ritva about this. The Ritva in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibaschul Ibai, is machmir. And he has actually interesting diuk, even from Parakira to be machmir. Why? Because according to Hanania, we make this big daichak to say that the Mishnah is talking about Hachzara, right? Tosis himself points out that this, like, it's a very delchak reading to read our Mishnah in the beginning of Parakira as talking about Hachzara. But, okay, Tosis says, why do we make this big daichak? You know why? Because that's really the way we paskin. Why don't we say something much simpler? Why don't we just say it's talking about Pachos Mimachal Mendrusai? And therefore, even Hanania agrees that you can't do Shia Pachos Mimachal Mendrusai. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lishos Tanan, like Hanania, and it's talking about Pachos Mimachal Mendrusai, where you need Garfakatam. Oh, says the Ritva. You see from here that Garfakatam doesn't work less than Mimachal Mendrusai. I said before, there's no evidence in Parakira for this Chumra. The Ritva says, there is actually. There's a very good diok from Parakira for this Chumra. Now, the problem is that on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, it's in the most of the Rukuk version, it's Amud Ayin Hay, he seems to say that it's mutter to do Garfa Katam Lesem Achal Mendrusai. He also says that on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, as footnote 30 points out, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, as footnote 59 points out. So I'm not sure how to learn the Ritva. Get mixed messages. Anyway, how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch Behadia is matir. And the truth is, I think, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, until Ricky Yeager came along, nobody said anything. Now there's some Magen Avraham from the Taz. Nobody opposes, nobody objects. There's no indication, you know, Lahachmir from the Beis Yosef. This is a Moderna Shulchan Aruch. So Moderna Shulchan Aruch based off of Rishonim, to be sure. But in the sort of more classical Shulchan Aruch Rama no se kelim, it's not mentioned, but certainly there are Rishonim that are machmir, so halacha maisa, do we have to be choshish for them? And as I said, this is a very, very common question. It seems like there were different minhagim on this topic, on this question. I think in the Sefer, one of the Rav's Svarim on the Rav, Rav Shechter's Svarim on the Rav, I think in Nefesh HaRav by the Likutei Hanhagos, he quotes that, like, there was a family, and like the husband and the wife were going to get divorced because, I don't remember, one of them was Machmer and the Shaila, one of them was Mekel and the Shaila, one of them put up the challenge, you know, an hour before Shabbos, and one said, no, you know, you have to put it up 3 hours before Shabbos, and like, ad kedei kach, you know, each one, and the Rav said, don't worry, it's Tali and Menhagim, you know, you're from here and you're from here. So the Mishnah Brura does not bring this Rebbe Kidegar down in the Mishnah Brura, but he does mention it in the Bir Halacha. You know, my impression is that indicates that the Mishnah really thought it was mutter. Maybe it's a chumrah that it's a nice chumrah, but really, Mikra Adam, it's mutter, and that's why he doesn't bring it down in the Mishnah Berurah himself. Chazon Ish, I think, was also Mekel.
Ooh, real cool.
However, there are those that are machmir. The Shvisha Shabbos is machmir. I think they say that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beisim and Yud Beis, was Mekel. And that's because, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. I think Rav Avadia is also Mekel. He says it's a Safek D'Rabbanan, and therefore, and the whole, you know, it's not brought down the Shulchan Aruch, and there's room to be Mekel. Now, here's an interesting question. Let's say you are Machmir. Many people do try to be Machmir for this. So you want to go ahead, and you put up your chicken soup on the fire, on a blach, but you put it on right before Shabbos, so it's still cold, right? Now, usually when people leave their blech on a fire, the old-fashioned way, not so many people use blechs on fires anymore. Still some people do. And they do it quite a low flame, right? Because you don't want to burn things and you don't want your fire's going to be on all of Shabbos. So let's say it takes about a half hour to bring your soup up to Yad Tzeh Lettuce Bowl, right? Because it's on a low flame. You take it, you know, you don't want to put it up too early anyway. You don't want it to, no need to do that. So, okay, that's fine. You have a blech. But if you really held like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, then you... Oh, you know what? What I said before, the Chazon Ish was Mekel, I think I might have said it wrong. Take a look at Simon Lamed Zayin Sifkat and Chav Beis. I think he might be Machmir. He might be Machmir. Ah, you see, you were right, Yoni, in being surprised. So the question is this going to be Mutter? Why? And again, this is a very common child. I've seen this before. Why is it a problem? Because we pass him, as we'll see later, Yishbishlach HaBishlach Davarlach. So you're basically, when it's cold, L'chora, it's like raw. And making it Yatza lettuce bow would be Bishlach HaBishlach, so this would be Aser. So L'chora should be Aser. However, the Chazon Ish over there, it's again, Simon Lamed Zayin, Sikhan Chav Zayin, says you could be Mekel on the Shaila. Chazal weren't Gozer on this case. Fine. So Lamaisa, those that are Machmir on this Shaila should make sure that even if they are using a Blech or Garfakatam, let's say, again, I think this is most commonly a Shaila for Chalant, to put it up early enough before Shabbos that it should reach Machol Ben Drusai. However, I think that even if you decide you're going to be of the Machmirim, you're going to try to be Machmir on this Shaila. First of all, if you ever, it's a Shasat Chak, you know, sometimes you have last minute company showing up, it's not so pasha to be, or there's room to be Mekel. And maybe also if you're Mesupik, if it's going to be Ad to Lettuce Bo. So the fact that the really Shulchan Aruch is Matir and Pali Mekhar Adin where it's Mutter, so you don't have to be so worried, right? In other words, it's very hard to know, let's say, with Chalant, you know, when does it really reach Machol Ben Drusai? Does that take 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours? I have no idea. Do you have to start experimenting? You put it up a couple hours before Shabbos, and there's a good chance it reached Machol Ben Drusai by Shabbos. And even if it didn't, so Lemaisa, the Pashtas, Mekar Adin, were Mekal on the Shaila.
What's the story of Michalik Betavalach Bishlach Bishlach? Why would that be more? Meaning, why do we?
We'll see. When we get back to Bishlach Abishal, but the answer is that they were gozer for something raw. They weren't gozer for something cooked.
Even if technically the chashash might.
Yeah, well, the chashash is probably, even though technically, in a sense, we're treating it as raw.
Okay.
Now. Let's just go through something. We sort of mentioned this Bekitzer before, and we'll sort of mention it only again Bekitzer now, but to go through this point as a hakdama to the topic of Hachzar, which we're going to talk about in a moment. So, the Gemara, as we noted, says that we're Machzirin Afil B'Shabbos. Now, according to the Mandam, we're Machzirin. Beis Shammai doesn't like Machzirin, but according to Beis Hillel, that we're Machzir, so we're Machzirin Afil B'Shabbos. So Rashi says that what does Avilu Shabbos mean? Even Yom Shabbos. The Havamina was that this would be Aser. You could only do Achzara on Leil Shabbos. Kamash Malan Afilu B'Shabbos. Why would you think that? Right? Why would you think that it's only Mutter to do Achzara on Leil Shabbos, not on Yom Shabbos? So Rashi explains very simply that it's not obvious when you take it off that you have any intention to return it. In other words, I'll give a mashal, right? If I take my chalent off the fire Friday night, so it's obvious that I intend to return it, so I'll have lunch. When I take my chalent off the fire on Shabbos day, it's not at all obvious, right? So again, it's conceivable that I'm going to want chalent a third time for Shal Shudas. I'm a real chalent fan. But maybe not. And that's what Rashi is, Batla Shihir Rishona. But the idea would be, he says Hatmana Rishona, for us we would say Shihir Rishona. The idea being that, as we'll see from the other conditions of Chazar as well, we want this return to the fire to be a hemshech of the original shehiya, and there's going to be various ways in which it's not. For example, you put it down on the floor. The Gemara is a suffix, even if you put it down on your bed. And likewise, along those lines, you certainly might have thought that any time I take it off Shabbos day, it's batla la shehiya rishona, and it's only, but whereas when I take it off Friday night, since it's obvious, or it's reasonable that I'm going to put it back, that it's going to be okay. Now, the Rishonim reject this Pshat and Rashi for the most part because of the Lashon. In other words, that's not usually what Afil B'Shabbos means, to say Afil B'Yom Shabbos. The Gra, for example, it's Sifkatan and Aleph, when he brings the Makil view against Tosos, in other words, the view that there's no Israel on Erev Shabbos, right, what we would call Rashi's view, he doesn't attribute it to Rashi, he only quotes the Ran. Sounds sort of like he thinks that Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara is rejected at all. He doesn't quote. Though the Mishnah Berurah does quote Rashi's interpretation. But that's Rashi. Again, I think, you know, you could say the Lashon's a little dochak, but certainly the idea makes a lot of sense. So Tosfos doesn't learn like Rashi, like we said. The Lashon is difficult. And therefore, he says, it must be, there's an Isser on Erev Shabbos of Hachzara, which is a very strange idea. And we'll see there's actually a difference between Tosfos and Rush as to why there is. They both agree, Tosfos and Rush, that there's an Isser on Hachzara of Shabbos, though for different reasons. We'll get back to that a little later. Tosfos himself has two variations on this idea. One possibility is, if you can't do Achzar and Erev Shabbos unless there's enough time for it to reach Yad Sol Ad Hispo, the other is, or Hat, the other one is, even if this particular dish has enough time to get hot before Shabbos, because let's say it's, you know, 90% in there, but if it was cold, it wouldn't have enough time, then it's Usser. Okay, and we'll talk about why that is, as I said, in just a couple moments. But the other Pshat in the Gemara is the Ran. It's on Tes Vav Amid Beis B'Dapi Arif, Dimaslo Bayis, Beis, sorry. And he says no. He reads the Gemara like Tosfos, because Rashi is Dachuk in the Lashon. Machzir Nafil of Shabbos means Shabbos, not Yom Shabbos. However, he says that Tosfos is wrong. There's no Isser on Erev Shabbos, and the Chiddush is Aliba de Beis Shammai, who holds as Shvisas Kalim. Now, there might be another way to read the Gemara. I'll pee the other Ran. The Ran himself, I don't think, says it this way. Others do. And that's the other Ran, which you've already alluded to. The Ran is a very fascinating Shita. Based off the Yerushalmi, again, there's some question whether Yerushalmi said this or not, but the Ran understands that this is the view of the Yerushalmi, that we'll see later on, there's a number of conditions for Hachzar that have to be met, like can't be in the karka and the like. All those conditions are not stated if this was on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, right? In other words, according to the Ran, let's say, Lamashal, I have my chicken and potato kugel, I leave it on my blech at the beginning of Shabbos, and then I take it off Friday night, I eat it, and now I want to put it back. I put it in the fridge for the night. I don't want it to spoil. And I want to eat the cholent and the, not the cholent, the chicken and the kugel again, Shabbos day for lunch. So that's mutter. That's mutter. Why? The Gemara says, Hanich al gabi karka is asar. Certainly putting it in the fridge is like al gabi karka, maybe even worse. But certainly it's at least al gabi karka. So what's the pshat? Says the answer is that those conditions in the Gemara were only said when it wasn't on the fire in Erev Shabbos. Meaning to say, I go ahead and I took it off the fire before Shabbos. Let's say 10 minutes before Shabbos, I took my kugel off the fire and I want to put it back on Shabbos. You know, so then it's only going to be mutter if lo nicha gabi karka or oda biyada or the like. But if I had it on the fire at the beginning of Shabbos, then even if I put it on a karka, I could put it back.
Well, isn't there just nisim lechatchila?
That's the answer. Nesin al-Chatchila means it was off the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. This is Hachzara. Right? Like the Mishnah says, Machzirin. Right? Kipshuto. What does Machzirin mean? You can do Machzara if it's Garf Katam. Hachzara doesn't say anything. The Mishnah didn't say anything about Odwiado. No. That's, now, this, to be sure, is a difficult reading of the Gemara, at least the Bavli. And it's more or less Das Yachin Rishonim. Maybe there's another Rishoner who says it, but it's certainly a minority view. The Rama, though, does say that the minhag is to be makel this way, though he recommends against it. As we mentioned, it used to be, seemingly, this was a very common practice. Halacha l'maaseh, we shouldn't rely on this. Maybe Shas Tzadchak Gadol, but under normal circumstances, one shouldn't rely on this. But that is the view of the Ran. And again, that clearly used to be a common practice. Now, the Rama, though, adds a condition to this, which we're going to explain in just a couple of minutes, that this would for sure only work if it's hot. Now, if so, so then my strategy that I said wouldn't work, right? The strategy of you know, having your chicken on the blech Friday night, put them back in the refrigerator, and Shabbos morning you put it back onto the blech, right? That would not work according to this possibility because it's cold. The question is going to be, when Rama says this for sure only works when it's hot, is that because he's concerned with Bishel? And therefore, if it's a schnitzel or potato kugel or the like, where we'd say Bishel or Bishel would work even if it's cold? Or no, is this one of the conditions of Chazar? Now, we're going to return to that question a little bit later when we talk about generally. The Torah mentions, you know, the Torah says five conditions for Chazar, and one of them is that it's hot. And again, there too we have to ask the question, is that because of Bishel concerns, or is that because of Tanai Hachzara? I'll just note parenthetically that on this particular question about relying on the Ran, so if Moshe writes, if you're going to rely on this Ran and the Rama, you should only do it if it's actually hot. It's going to be the Magen Avraham's version of the Ran, not the Gra's version of the Ran. And therefore, it would be aser to go ahead and, you know, as I said, put the, you know, the schnitzel and the kugel in the oven and then bring them back the next day onto the blech. As I mentioned also, that the Rav was makel on this. And you will sometimes encounter old-timers, I've seen this, who do this, who will make sure to have the food on the blech Friday night and then put it back Shabbos day. You have to make sure that they understand it's only if it was on the blech Friday night, right? Unless there's Sfaradim. If there's Sfaradim, then it doesn't matter. Follow the Avadi and the Machzah Shekel. But if they're Ashkenazim, like we said, we should follow the Prima Gadim, not the Machzah Shekel. So then it's only if it's on the food Friday night. Now, old-timers, it's not a problem, because old-timers have the same food Friday night and Shabbos day. You know, you have kugel and chicken Friday night, and then you have the same one Shabbos day. What's your challenge? You know, nowadays, you know, that's like leftovers. So people are much more fancy and the like, so they wouldn't even be happy with this kula. But as I said, regardless, l'maisa, this kula, the Ran, is a shvacha kula, and you know, you shouldn't rely on it. If you're eating at somebody else's house that did this, okay, so you could eat the food. L'maisa, they're makel on, they're relying on an old tradition. But l'chatchila, it's a very difficult position, and it's against almost all the Rishonim, and one probably shouldn't follow it. Okay, so let's talk about go back to regular Hachzara now. Why is Hachzara Aser when it's Aser? In other words, let's say for a moment, we paskin like Hanania, and therefore you're allowed to do Shehia even if it's not Garfa Katam Yosem and Machal Mendrusai. So why can't you do Hachzara? Why can't you do Hachzara? Now obviously this whole discussion is assuming that there's no Bishel Shaila. So let's, you know, for simplicity's purposes, we're going to assume that it's fully cooked from before Shabbos and it's dry and the like. And again, the details of when something would be Bishel and when it's not Bishel, we'll do when we do the Bishel Shilas. But again, taking for granted that there's no Isser of Bishel, so why did they Aser Hachzara? So if you take a look at the Ran, it's on Tesvav on the base, Bedape Harif, Diba Masla Bisham Omer. He says the reason is because of Melsikim of Ashel. This is also the view of the Ritva, Lamed Vavam Abeis, Dimasal Gemara. Though then there is some confusion in the Ritva later on. There's also the view of the Rajba, Daf Mem Abeis, Diba Maskal Mevi. Again, the Rajba is unclear because in Lamed Vavam Abeis he says something else, but I don't want to. I have a theory to be Miyashi of the Rashbas, but maybe we'll leave it for now. Rashi on the Mishnah also says that the reason is because of Mechzikim Vashel. Again, is it 100% compelling? No, because maybe you could say that's only Bedas Beishama, as Maram says, but it's the Pashtos. It's the Pashtos. There's a Rashi later on that might cause you to question that also, but that's the Pashtos. So certainly a handful of Rishonim hold that the reason why Hachzar is Asar when it's Asar is because of Mechzikim Vashel, and the conditions that permit Hachzara are intended, therefore, to overcome the problem of Merci Kimivashel. Do all... Now, by the way, I should add, let's say the one who's most explicit in endorsing this position is, as I said, the Ran. And the Ran, you could argue, is Lishitaso, because he says that Hachzara is Asar, let's say it's not Garfa Katam, even if it is Mitzdamek Viralo. Now, Pashup Shad is there's no Chash Chitoy by Mitzdamek Viralo, and yet Hachzar is Aser. Why would that be? So if you say that Hachzar is Aser, it's Alts Mechzikim Vashel, that makes a lot of sense. If you say it's Aser Alts Gzer Shem Yichata, that's very questionable. Now, you could deny it, right? It's not in the Gemara explicitly. Maybe, actually, once it's... it's stomach viralo, you wouldn't. Then you have to figure out what exactly the Rabbanan. But anyway, but that is, but certainly the Pashup Shad is it's the Ran Lashitasel, put it that way. So who disagrees? So among others, it's Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar, Simon Reish Lamed Hey, as the Shartia notes. He says it's because Gzeir Shem Yichad v'Gachalim. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's just one concern. All the sugyas, one concern, Gzeir Shem Yichata. This is also the view of the Shita L'Ran. It's the view of the Baal Amor, Tesef Vav Amud Beis. View of Tosfos, Mem Ches, Lamed Ches Amud Beis Dimas Chalpina. And also, it's certainly the Pashtos in the fact that Tosfos Aser is Hachzara on Erev Shabbos. So, b'chari, there's no concern of Mechzikim Vashel on Erev Shabbos. I'd rather you're allowed to cook. So, the concern, but if the concern is Gzeir Shem Yichata, then it's very clear. In other words, the Torah says the reason for the Issur of Chzar on Erev Shabbos is Gzeir Shem Yichata. Not Yichata on Erev Shabbos, Yichata on Shabbos. But it's part of the general din of the Issur of Chzara. So, Tosa certainly seems to hold that the Issur of Chzara is because of Gzeir Shem Yichata. So, here we have a big machloikas Rishonim. How do we paskin? The Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram Shin Yud Chesif Kan Chav Dalad says we paskin because of Mechzikim Vashel. The Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that way as well. Simon Reishin and Gimel Sif Katan Lamed Ches. Though in the Shar Tzion he notes Rabbeinu Tam is reading. In other words, in the Mishnah Berurah he says the Mechzikim Vashel reason, which sounds like he thinks that's the Iker. The Mishnah Berurah later on I think might say both. That might be significant. But the Pashup Shad, at least in the Mishnah Berurah, is that's the opinion that he's so same-like. Now...
What's the Ma'al, like, why is the Shem Yechata different by Hazor than this by Shiyah?
Well, there's no concern of Shema Yechata, let's say, because if you hold a Chananya, because it's more than Ma'achal Ben Drusai, right? In other words, if I wanted to do Chachzara less than Ma'achal Ben Drusai, then there would be a concern of Shem Yechata, but that'd also be an Isser Derais of Vishal. When they assert Chachzara, they assert it, let's say, more than Ma'achal Ben Drusai, right? Either they assert it Eino Garfa Katam when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, according to the way we paskin that there's bishul achar bishul less than after Ma'achal Ben Drusai. So when did they asser it? They assered it. When was the Isser Hachzara niskan when it's already mevush kol charkol. Mevush kol charkol, there's no chash of Shem Yichate. Certainly not according to Hananiah. So it must be a different reason.
So Adam says it has a written time, meaning?
Oh, Rabbi Nertam says, like along the lines we said before, which is that there is, for Shehiyah, the chash of Gzer Shem Yichate is much lower because you put it on the fire before Shabbos. Whereas when you put it on the fire on Shabbos, the concern of chitu is much greater to get it all hot.
And even Hananya would be masking the ini
b'chitima. Yeah.
Okay. Just because you put it on. Okay.
In other words, if I put it on the fire before Shabbos, so it's going to get hot even without chitui. I have nothing to worry about. If I put it on the fire on Shabbos, that's a concern. I'm going to do chitui. Now, another sort of little piece of evidence that we hold, like I said, the Mishnah Berurah is so same this way, seemingly, that it's because of Nechzik Mevashel, is the fact that we paskin like the Rashba. We mentioned this last time. The Rashba, who says that Keder Agabi Keder is mutter. And he says, why is Keder Agabi Keder a mutter? Because it's not Nechzik Mevashel. Great, it's not Nechzik Mevashel. Why am I not worried about Keder Shem Echate? Right? Again, according to the Rashba, and the Shulchan Aruch follows this, you know, you take your kugel out of the refrigerator and put it on top of your chalent, right? Even though the chalent is on the fire and not garfakatum, right? Okay, we said the shvacha kula, the kedera blach, it's not so pashat, but let's say it's really a kedera gabi kedera, like the chalent pot. So the Rashba says, oh, it's no problem. Oh, k'dera, it's not machzik vashel. Nobody cooks that way, right? Huh, great, but what happened to chitui? Is it mukhrech? No, because you can say, well, I'm not going to do chitui, then I'll wreck my chalent. But even that's not a good answer, because let's say the chalent is not mevush kol tzarko, like Hananya, right? So am I. The easiest way to understand that Rashba is he's not worried about chitui here. The only concern would be mechzik mevashel, and therefore, when you've solved the mechzik mevashel problem, like by Kedera and Gabi Kedera, then it's going to be mutter. Now, so l'chora, it's a settled case. Everything's very simple. We really hold like hachzara's aser because of mechzik mevashel. But it's really not so pashut. Because how do we paskin? Are we choshish for hachzara on Erev Shabbos? So if you're a Sephardi, you're not worried about that. The chumr of Taisvis. But if you're Ashkenazi, so the Ramah says, really, one should be Machmir. Really, preferably, one should be Machmir not to do Achzara even on Erev Shabbos, unless it's Garf Katam. Now, we already said, woohoo, doesn't that assume, let's say, at least according to Tosfos, that the Isser of Achzara is because of Mechzik Mevashel? No, I mean, because of Gzer Shem Yichate? So it sounds like maybe we should try to be machmir on this. Again, we haven't gotten into nafkamina so much, but at least if we take for granted, which is certainly the pashtus, that the basis for Taisvis's iser av achzara on Erev Shabbos is because he thinks that this achzara is based off of Gzer Shem Yichate, so memela, we try to follow Tosfos's view. It would be funny to say, maybe possible, but it would be funny to say that we, you know, we're choshish for Tosfos delomi taimei, especially because there isn't so much of a time that way. And maybe that explains a little bit the Mishnah Berurah, because when the Mishnah Berurah said is so same that the reason is because of Mechzik Mevashel, he did so earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, and earlier in Sif Aleph, before he brought in that position of Tosfos. So maybe you can't even bring the strongest diak in the world from the steam of the Mishnah Berurah. So this is unclear a little bit. Now, let's talk a little bit. Let's go back to talk about this idea of Achzara and Erev Shabbos. So we mentioned before that Tosfos derives this from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Chasam Abeis, L'Divrei HaOmer, Machzir Machin Afilu Shabbos. And the Ramah in Sif Beis writes that the Noagim Lahat, Lahakel Tov Lahachmir. Now, There's an interesting Rush. The Rush says that this would be mutter if it's not nevushal. In other words, let's say keder chaisa, right? Or even not keder chaisa, just, yeah, let's say keder chaisa. So then it's okay. We wouldn't require tanayu hachzar on Erev Shabbos. What's the reason for this? So the Beis Yosef explains, because the Rush holds that the reason why you can't do hachzara on Erev Shabbos is lest you do hachzara on Shabbos. And hachzara on Shabbos, well, we're never concerned you're going to do hachzara on Shabbos if it's not cooked, because that's bishul deraisa. So therefore it's mutter. There's a little issue, because the Bach points out the Rush himself holds that there's no bishul yosem machal ben dusai. But anyway, that's what the Bach gives a different shot. But one way or the other, that's what the Rush says. So what you see from this Rush is like this. According to Tosfos, as we said, the reason for Isra Achzar and Erev Shabbos is Gzer Shem Yichata on Shabbos. If you look at the Rush, that's also the Smag, I think. If you look at the Rush, the reason is because of Gzer Shem Yachzir B'Shabbos. So there is a slight difference between them. It's not the way the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ein Gimel learns the Tosfos. He says it's like a low plug. I think that's the Pashtus. The Gra, look at the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis and the Gra Sifkat Nun, who make the following point, very important, which is if we're, when we require, when we say there's an Isra Achzar Erev Shabbos, so what do we require? Does that mean we require Tanai Chazara, like Oda Biado, Datul Hachzir, or the like? So according to the Gra and the Mishnah Berurah, Garf Katam is enough, right? As long as Garf Katam, then it's good enough, right? It's not so pashut for what Tosfos says, that's kulachad gzeira, but that's because the Gra probably learns like the Rush. I think the Gra learns that that actually is the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rush, and this rule wouldn't be true for Tosfos, but we accept the Rush's version of this chumra. In other words, basically what's coming out is that, I think, that basically there's two reasons for the rules of Hachzara. Number one is Gzer Shamichata, that Shaykh on Erev Shabbos, but for that, Garfa Katam solves the problem. And the second is because of Mechzikim Evashel, and that's Shaykh only on Shabbos, so Memel on Erev Shabbos, it's not a problem at all. And that's why it's going to be okay. So since we paskin like the Gra, so as long as Garfa Katam, it's okay, even within the Schumra, right? Now that practically means that, and this is I think why nobody's ever heard of this chumra of the Isra Achzar on Erev Shabbos, is practically it's going to almost always be okay, because anybody who's leaving anything on the putting something on the flame, you know, right before Shabbos, right? Again, the whole Isra of Achzar on Erev Shabbos is a chves, you know, in the last half hour before Shabbos, let's say. Right,
so they usually make for sure
and you always have a blech,
yeah.
Right? Nobody's putting anything on the fire. Usually, again, you know, real lamdan might, but in the veldt, right? In the veldt, really, we say to people, always use a blech. Anytime you're going to put something on the fire, always use a blech, right? So memela, if you're always going to be using a blech, then it's going to be mutter anyway. So, I think, you know, again, we're machmir in the shaila l'chatchila. The Ramah says you should be machmir, but as a practical matter, it rarely is an issue, because as a practical matter, everybody's using a blech. Anything time they're going to, you know, be putting anything on the fire in this, you know, 10 minutes before Shabbos, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it is, they're always going to be using a blech. And if that's the case, so then. Then it's okay, right? Sometimes actually that's exactly what you do. You sort of, you have your food on the fire, you take it off the fire, you put on the blech, and then you put it back. So So that's why I think, you know, relatively, you have to know these halachos, but it's pretty unlikely that even someone who doesn't know this halacha is going to violate the Isser. Again, you know, I think, despite what we said, Okay. I should note, by the way, we said before that, you know, probably Mikra didn't wear Mikra on a child against Rabbi Akiva Eiger by Pachos Machal Mendra Sai. You have to be very, very careful. I guess anyway, that's even Yosef. Yeah, okay, fine. Good. Fine. Now, we already mentioned a little bit the question of whether you need Garf Katam Yosef Machal Mendra Sai, that the Ran is Machmir, the Beis Yosef is Medaik that way from the Rambam, though the Nosi Kalim discussed that. Take a look at the Ravid. The Ramban is also Machmir. Others are Mekel. By yeah, do you need Garf Katam? Shita L'Ran, Lamed Chesamed Aleph, Dimas Chomer, Sheshes is Matir. The Ritva's Machmir. Again, Lalacha were Machmir on this Shaila. And we're also Machmir, certainly, for Hanacha L'Chatchila, if it's Mitzdamek V'Ralo.
What's the Tzad L'Hakil?
So, if you think that the concern is Gzer Shem Yechata, then it's obvious what the Tzad L'Hakal is. But it could even be... it could even be without that. But, again, the easiest way to understand that is like we said before, since we paskin, really, that the Isurim of Hachzarek is a Mechzik Mevashal, that's why we're Machmir on that child. Okay, so as you all know, there's a special.
We don't. We're not matching it, like we're not following the mountain beaker at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Like we said before. So you all saw the Gemara in Yilchez Mabez, a very great kula called Keder Chaisa. What's Keder Chaisa? That you put on the fire, even if it's not garfakatum, a raw pot of food, and. Why would that be mutter? I would think for sure that's aser, because there's a, for sure in that case, there should be a concern, you'll be machata. So Gemara says like this, Ha'ikadir chaysa, shari lanuchay erev Shabbos, im chashecha betanura. Not only is it mutter in Akira, it's mutter in a tarana. Maybe not even in Akira. That's a discussion of Rishonim, as you know, Taisus, but certainly, Kadir chaysa works for a tanur. In other words, even though we're super duper machmir for a tanur, Kadir chaysa is mutter, my taima. Since, now again, how literal we have to, this has to be is going to be a big question, we'll talk about it in a moment, but kevin de lochazi leorta, it's not going to be ready at night, so then you're meisach das. V'lozi lechtu yugachalim, u'bashil shapir dami. Bashil v'lo bashil, asir. So if it's bashil, now, the way the Beis Yosef reads that means, if you learn like Hanani, it means Machal ben Drusai, and if you learn like the Rabbanan, it means Mitzdamek V'Ralo. Sort of interesting that Mitzdamek V'Yafalo is considered Bashil V'Lo Bashil, right? Because it's Mevushal called Tzarko, we're still calling it Bashil V'Lo Bashil. This relates to an important question we'll talk about a little later, which is it a problem of Bishal de Rabbanan or just Tachzara, but anyway, if you let's say put it back, if it's Eino Garf Katam, but anyway, we'll leave that for now. So again, if it's Bashil, then it's okay. Bashil meaning either Malcolm and Dursai or Mitzdamek Viralo. If it's Bashil Lo Bashil, so then it's Aser. If it's Keder Chaisa, it's Mutter. Bishadabe garma chaya shapir dami. If you stick a like a raw piece of meat into it, that's also okay. In other words, you don't need the whole thing to be raw. It's enough to throw in a raw shtickle. Now, so that's what the Gemara says. And the idea is very simple, that there's no concern here for Gzer Shem Yechata. Why? Because even if I did chitu, it's not going to be ready tonight anyway. Alamai for tomorrow. Tomorrow will cook just fine without chitoy. So there's no reason to be concerned about Gzer Shem Yechata. So when is it that we have this Isser of Shehiyah? let's say that we paskan like Hananiah when it's bashal lo bashal. What does bashal lo bashal mean? Less than machal ben drushai. Because there, you know, your hope is it's going to be ready tonight, but it might be going a little too slowly, so therefore you might be accidentally do chitoy, and that's where there's a concern. That's the way we paskin. Now, the Gemara also says that gar machaya works, again, throwing in this piece of raw food, because that too, you're mesiach das. Now, the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayis, at the beginning of Perek Shlishi, writes, that's true for any type of raw food. Right? His lashon is v'chein im hayatav shiobash v'lobashil v'nasan bo be'ez hahatmana davar chai basar o yarek hareze mutter lahashoso agavi gechalim mepneishu misiach daito. Now this is very important because how long does it take a yarek to cook? So, says the Beis Yosef, Yerakos. They don't take that long. Basar is very long to cook. Yerek. So maybe you would think that Yerek should be Aser. And in fact, the Machse Shekel points out that if the whole thing was Yerek, even the Rambam would agree. It's Machse Shekel Dalet. Let's say it was all raw Yerakos, right? Then even the Rambam would agree that's also, that's not considered Gder Chaisa. The Rambam understands that Shadu Bagarma is a hacker. In other words, the whole thing is you know, well underway in terms of the cooking. And then I throw in a carrot or a celery or, I don't know, something like that. So that hacker is going to remind me not to do chitui tonight, and I'm going to just leave it for tomorrow. In other words, it's not the pshat. You know, the question's like this. The Rambam is matir a yarek for a shadu begarma. So I would have said, so kol shekein, if the whole thing is one carrot works, kol shekein, all carrots will work. No, not necessarily. Because one carrot might work, al teker. The whole thing of carrots is not a hacker, right? It's normal to cook carrots. And an elamai, you're going to say, but it's Kder Chaisa. No, it's not Kder Chaisa, because you're not going to see Achdas till tomorrow. Because carrots, the whole thing could cook in an hour. So it'll be ready tonight. So there's a chshash chitui. That's the position of the Rambam. Other Rishonim, though, say, Dafka, you need Basar Chai. Certainly for the Kder Chaisa and maybe even for Shadag Bagarma, and the Beis Yosef, therefore, is very hesitant about this. And that Lamaisa, that's the way we pass in the Mishnah Berurah, Reish and Gimel Sif Kantas, that it needs to be Basar. Now, a couple of points, though. The Shulchan Aruch says that what's a Kder Chaisa? Shalon is Bashel Klal. So what does that mean? So the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Beis says that means it has to be totally raw. And therefore, you have to be makbid litno samach l'chashecha. So the question is why? In other words, let's say it's not samach l'chashecha, about a half hour before a lechbench. But still, it's not going to be ready until the next day, right? Why isn't that good enough? So the truth is, if you learn more like the Rambam that emphasizes a hacker, then I can understand. Because maybe it's only then that it would be a hacker. But the Shulchan Aruch really doesn't hold like that Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis. The Shulchan Aruch says the reason why this is mutter is because it's not going to be ready at night, right? That's why he paskins the Shulchan Aruch dafka basar, not yarek. So why do you need it to be cham gamor? Or why isn't it good enough that it won't be ready till tomorrow? Don't say that it's... The shear should be not 1 second before Shabbos, or whatever samach mamash l'chashecha means, but as long as it's not going to be ready till tomorrow, right? And, you know, if it takes, you know, 5 hours to cook, so, or 6 hours to cook, so it's good enough if I do it 1 minute before Shabbos starts, or a half hour, or an hour before Shabbos starts, as long as it's not going to be ready till the next day. Now, the truth is that, more or less, that's the position of the Kolbo, that goes Mardechai, cited by the Beis Yosef, it's on Peshin and Ches, and that's even a simple reading of the Torah, as the Beis Yosef points out. The Bach, by the way, says that that's not what... No Rishon says it. The Kolbo doesn't say it. The Hagos Mordechai doesn't say it. Even the Torah doesn't necessarily say it, as the Beis Yosef points out. The Beis Meir is Miyashev, the Beis Yosef. But anyway, there are, according to Beis Yosef, a handful of Rishonim who Taka say it's mutter, as long as it's for tomorrow. But the Beis Yosef says, we don't accept that view. That view is a minority view in Rishonim. So why does it have to be right before Shabbos? Why does it have to be totally raw? So the Pashut Pshat is that... that, you know, lonasnu dvarem l'shiurim, and therefore they're only matir by lonis bashal klal. Which means that applying this is going to be very difficult nowadays. And this is a point that Chazon Ish makes, lamed zayin sifkan chafes. He says, you know, we have a minug to take in Shabbos 18 minutes before Shabbos, at the very least. So I'm not going to put it on right before Shabbos. I'm going to put it on 25 minutes before Shabbos, 20 minutes before Shabbos. Then it's going to already start cooking, right? Now, doesn't mean it's absolutely impossible, but Chazon Ish writes, once it reaches Yad Soledis Bo, that's already Tchilas Bishul. So, practically speaking, it's going to be pretty hard to apply this nowadays, because a person really, should take in Shabbos a little early, and oftentimes then it's going to reach Yad Soledis Bo by the time Shabbos starts. Now, that doesn't mean it's impossible. Certainly, as we'll talk about in a moment, the typical case where you're going to want to use a Keder Chaisin nowadays is in a crock pot. And in a crock pot, it takes a long time to get Yad Soledis Bo. I think an hour won't reach necessarily Yad Soledis Bo. Let's say you put up your chalent, right before Shabbos. So even then, that would be okay. And not everybody accepts this Chazon Ish. Some say that it doesn't have to be, it means when you accept Shabbos, not at the actual beginning of Shabbos, like the Chazon Ish assumes. Anyway, but again, if you follow the Chazon Ish L'chatchila on this, and therefore if you're going to try to use this heter of Keder Chaisa, you should make sure that the water won't reach Yad Soledis Bo by Shkia. So, plug in your crock pot right before you light candles.
Well, Sfarim might not have 18. I don't know if Sfarim have the 18-minute
minhag. Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, Ashkenazim don't fully either, because everybody davens mincha till right before the men. But the women do. But you're right. Okay. For Sfaradim, it will be less of an issue. Lebaisa, let's just say what comes out. So we have basically three shitos in the Beis Yosef, we'll say, about this heter of Keder Chaisa. One is... the mainstream view, the one we accept, which is it's only mutter if it can't be cooked till the next day. Then we have the Pirush Mishnayos, that it says it's just datza heker, and therefore even a yarek will work. And then the most makel view is the kolbo that goes Mordechai, and maybe even the tour, who says anytime it's letzorech machar, that's good enough. In other words, even if it would be ready tonight, as long as it's letzorech machar, it's okay. Let's say even if it's all Yerakos, right? I'm making vegetable soup for the next day in my crock pot. Party vegetable soup. That would be okay. Fine. Again, not so clear how the Mechaber Paskin is the truth, but the Magen Avraham Sifkan Dalet says, we Paskin Dafka Chatichas Basar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah also writes, Lahalacha. The Elie Rabbah, by the way, does quote the third view, namely the kolbo, that view. And the Bir Halacha says, b'diavad, you could be samech on this. In other words, let's say somebody messed up on their chalent, right? They don't have a blach on their chalent, which is very normal. And it's not kidera. They put up their chalent an hour before Shabbos, okay? It's not kidera chaisa, because... it was on the fire for, on the crock pot for an hour before Shabbos. Not Keder Chaisa. But it's also So certainly that would be Aser for the Beis Yosef, right? And Aser for the Rambam even, right? But we'll make it worse. It's a vegetarian shalat. Right? So it's almost for surely Aser, right? But according to that Hagos Mordechai and the Kolbo, it would be Mutter, because again, assuming you're not planning to have Friday night shalat, you make challah for Shabbos. So you go to somebody's house, and they tell you, "Ah, I got home from work. I didn't get home from work till 3 o'clock. And the first thing I did was I put up my challah." And now you look at their crackpot, and you see there's no plech on their crackpot, and you're like, "Can I eat this?" Says the Beis Yosef, says the Halacha, "Yeah, you'll be soimech on the kolbo that goes Mordechai, the Ali Rabba, and you could eat it. You could eat it." And this is also an important sheet to know. Because a lot of there are people that are not makbid about this, and at least b'diavad, you could eat their food. Now, the poskim take a look, for example, at the Dirshu note 30, note that nowadays, even if it's basar chai, it's not so pashut it works. Why? Because what's the whole idea? The whole idea is this isn't going to, assuming you don't accept that kolbo and Hagos Mordechai, which we don't accept, right? So the whole idea is basically it won't be ready tonight, right? Now, when do people eat? Let's say they eat on average an hour and a half after Lech Bench or so on Friday night, right? So even if you put it in right before Lech Bench, you could turn up your oven and it would be ready for Suda Shabbos. Certainly by the time you got to the main course, right? You know, okay, by the time you finish Kiddush and the fish and the soup, a challah, even with meat in it, that's on a blech or in an oven or whatever, wherever you put your challah, let's assume that you cook your challah on the stove, right? So there's no question that a challah with meat could be ready by the time you get to your main course on Friday night, right? Could cook a challah on the stove easily in an hour and a half, 2 hours. So if that's true, so the whole thing's out the window, right? And that's what many poskim say. The whole thing is out the window. However, l'chora, according to the Rambam, it would be okay, because you could still say it's a hacker, right? But if you don't hold like the Rambam, we said we don't really hold that Rambam, it should be out the window.
Isn't now, it just because you don't need to do anything?
Yeah, but you would if you wanted it tonight. That's the point. In other words, if you hold like the Gos Mordechai, it's totally fine, right? Because my son may see Achdas until the next day. Right? But if you don't accept the Gos Mordechai, then you're saying, if theoretically it could be ready tonight, it's Aser. And the only time it's Mutter is if it can't be ready tonight, right? Again, we had three models, ways to understand this Kula, right? The mainstream view, it won't be ready till tomorrow for sure, and therefore you're missing Achdas. Option two, hacker. Option three, Lamaisa, you're not planning to eat it till tomorrow. Right? But we, Lamaisa, don't accept option two. We insist afkan meat. We don't accept option three. And we say, no, we don't accept that kolbo. And therefore, any time it could be ready for tonight, even though your plan is not to have it till tomorrow, but if it could be ready for tonight, there's no hatter of keter chaisa, right? And therefore, if I put my, let's say I keep my chalent on my blech, not blech, that would then we'd have, it could be matakas garkatim. I keep my chalent not on my blech, on my flame, not on the blech. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to rely on keter chaisa, no blech, I'm going to put the chalent up right before Shabbos, 1 minute before Shabbos, okay? I'm going to make sure I get the Chazon Ish. It's not going to be Jets lettuce bow. I wait till 5 minutes before Shkia, and I put my chalent on my flame, my low flame, 5 minutes before Shabbos, right? Ah, hineni muchon mezuman l'kayim k'der chaisa, right? No, it's not going to work. Because if I would simply be mechat b'gachalim, to turn up the flame a little bit, it'll be ready in an hour and a half or 2 hours when I'm right up to my main course, right? So the whole thing's out the window. That's what many poskim say. Some are still mekel. They say, no, kach tiknu, k'der chais, at least if it's basar, it's mutter. Kach tiknu, you don't have to outsmart the chachamim. But others say, no, zil basar taima. And it happens to, in those days, when you put meat, it wouldn't be ready until the next day. And it wouldn't be ready for the Friday night Suda. But nowadays, it will be ready. Shine, it's Asher. That's what many Achronim say. Now, even if you're going to say that, L'chayra, it's still going to be okay for a crock pot, slow cooker, whatever you want to call it, right? Why? Because taka for crock pots and slow cookers, it does take 4 hours to cook, right? And now, this raises a very interesting question, which is, does it mean that it can't be ready till tomorrow? Or no, it's enough that it won't be ready for the Suda Shabbos. In other words, let's say, on the slow cooker crock pot, even if I raised it to high, right? Even if I raised my crock pot to high, it'll take 4 hours to cook my challenge, right? So everybody's done their meal, right? So even if you're still Mesiach Das, you're still Mesiach Das. Why Mesiach Das? Lamaisa, you're Mesiach Das, because it's not going to be ready for the Friday night Suda. Nobody wants to eat Friday night 4 hours after Shabbos starts, unless you're a Rebbe and it's the Tish, right? So Memela, and the Mishnah Berurah makes this point. It's not clear from the Rishonim, but the Mishnah Berurah says this point. You don't need Mamish that it won't be ready till tomorrow, in which case, it's like, you know, it'll almost never be true. And probably even in those days, it was largely not true. The point is, it won't be ready by the time, you know, you want to eat, even if you were to speed it up, right? So then, this kula should, even if we're going to say this kula doesn't apply on the stove anymore, but it will apply for crock pots. It would apply for crock pots and for slow cookers. So as long as I put it up on my crock pot or my slow cooker right before Shabbos, then I could still use the heter of keter chaisa, and therefore, even if I don't have a blech for my slow cooker, I think you can't do a blech for a slow cooker, whatever it is, I'm in good shape. Good. So that is a tremendous kula. It's still relevant. However, Friday night challenge a little bit get in the way. Why? Because it used to be true what the Mishnah Berurah says, that, you know, if it's going to take 4 hours to cook, so you're Mesiach Das, because nobody in the world eats their Friday night Suda 4 hours after Shabbos starts.
And it's not totally subjective?
So that's an interesting question. But the answer, Pashtus, is that once it's normal, you could make the case. Not clear. You could make the case that once this needs to be a dish where people are Mesiach Das until tomorrow. And once Friday night challenge has become popular, so you're not Mesiach Das, even in a slow cooker. In a slow cooker, you know, when do people still start eating challah 3-4 hours after Shabbos starts, 5 hours after challah? So it's not so pashut anymore, I think, to be makel. But you could still, it's not so pashut. Maybe Friday night challah is like a strange thing that, you know, yeshiva bacharim do. And therefore, in a normal family where people only, you know, don't eat challah until the next day, so if it won't be ready in the first 2 hours of Shabbos when you eat your Friday night Suda, then it's still Mesiach Das. Now let's say that's true. Let's say we're going to be Mekel on that. Yesh lachkor, if you dafka need meat anymore. In other words, let's say I make a vegetarian challah, right? But lemaisa, between the potatoes and the beans, it's not going to be ready for 4 hours, right, on my slow cooker, even if I had it on the highest setting. It's not going to be ready. Potatoes and beans, you know, I think they take longer to cook than meat, typically. Okay, maybe if you use basar tura, it would take longer than the beans. But if you use regular piece of meat, I don't know. I think beans are slower cooking than meat. So, kenzain, you don't need meat anymore. Now you could say, okay, gzeira sakas of dafka meat, but meich tasty. So that's Chazanish is making on the Shaila. Lamed Vav Sifkat Gimel. He's actually talking about an interesting Shaila. And this comes up at yeshivas, actually, in shuls a little more. Somebody wants to know whether they could put up a pot of water. Now, in this is more like the old-fashioned urns. Old-fashioned urns were actually on the stove, right? On the fire. So what are they going to do? You have this low flame on your fire, and you put this big urn, right? 5 gallons, 10 gallons of water on the urn, on this low flame. So when is this going to be Yatzal Adispo? How long do you think it takes? 4, 5, 6 hours, right? It takes a long time. So he says, oh, you don't need azalatus. You don't need garfakatum. Kder chaisa, right? In other words, but what about, what? Do you need meat? Nah, you don't need meat. Meat isn't exactly a kasav. As long as this will, your mesiach das, so typically it's only going to be meat that your mesiach das, but lav dafka meat. So therefore, like we said before, even if you made a vegetarian challent, and but you have beans and potatoes and things like that in the challent that won't be cooked, you know, the challent really won't be edible until your Shabbos day, you know, for on time for your Friday night suda, so then it could be mutter. Okay, I don't think, you know, I think typically in a practical way, none of this is so relevant, because just, you know, put a blech on your crack pot and then you don't have to worry about it. At least, even if you're choshish for Vikivegar, so you'll have Kder Chaisa. And if you're not choshish for Vikivegar, then it's mutter anyway. Okay. We didn't really do what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to get up to Tanai Chazar today. Well, we didn't. So I guess we'll stop here. And Be'ezus Hashem, pick up Monday. I hope that Monday, certainly by Wednesday, we'll finish up the Derabbanan issues and we'll begin to start Mishal issues.
How long does it take?